Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Generation of news-based radio.
Breakfast with Julia Hartley Brewer. Real talk for real people. Harder, older.
Have a better breakfast with Hartley Brewer.
On the app, on your smart speaker, talk radio and talk TV.
Good morning to you. It's Monday the 23rd of January. You're watching Breakfast with me, Julia Hartley Brewer, on Talk. Coming up, Conservative Party Chairman Nadeem Zahawi faces calls to resign after paying a £1 million fine for an unpaid £3.7 million tax bill over the summer. Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Boris Johnson has made, what a surprise visit to Ukraine after being accused of cronyism over an £800,000 loan arrangement. And National Grid will pay households for not using electricity for the first time today in a bid to prevent blackouts due to the cold weather. Of course, we could have just made sure we're a first world country in the 21st century and we have adequate energy supplies, but that would be silly, wouldn't it? 6.33 is the time. This is Talk Breakfast. Good morning to you. Pleasure to have you company on this freezing cold January morning. It really is chilly out there. You've probably already worked that out. An awful lot of people putting their heating on much higher than perhaps they'd want to, given how cold it is. Wrapping yourself, I've certainly got my electric blanket, I hope, trying to keep warm. Well, tonight, for an hour, National Grid are going to be paying people who've signed up to turn off their electricity. Well, not maybe sit in the dark, but don't run your dryer, maybe don't put the kettle on, to save cash so we don't get a blackout. Because that is what we've been pushed into by the insanity of energy policies in this country for the last few years. Energy policies run by people like, you know, Boris Johnson, who's in the news for all the wrong reasons this morning. So much to talk about. Small matter of an ambulance strike, which doesn't even make it onto any of the front pages today, which tells you quite how serious things are. And here with me to chat about all of the big stories is commentator Russell Quirk. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Always a pleasure having you in the studio with me. I have to say, looking at the stories over the weekend and preparing for the show for today, I was just sort of, I'm veering between just, oh my God, what is the point of anything anymore dealing with politics, and absolute fury over the madness of the accusations that are going on. It's not very unusual that I will ever say this, but the Mirror sums things up. Normally the Mirror do a sort of a tragic top front page, yeah, and a NHS is, you know, another 2 minutes to save the NHS and it's or other points. But today, useful guide for Tories. He says, they've got a picture of Nadeem Zahawi. Earn money? Pay your taxes. Picture of Rishi Sunak. Using a car? Wear a seatbelt. Picture of Boris Johnson. Need a loan? Go to a bank. They still don't get it, is their headline. And I think they're right.
I think they are too, I'm afraid. And I say this as a kind of dyed-in-the-wool Conservative voter. I'm not sure I am anymore. Not for now, frankly. This is beyond embarrassing. This is beyond parody, isn't it? Anyone that's a fan of the likes of The Thick of It and so on, you know, these wonderful parodies written by Armando Iannucci. You couldn't write this stuff.
You couldn't. I mean, let's just go through where we are. I mean, particularly Nadeem Zahawi. He's facing claim. Bearing in mind, he was Chancellor. It is believed that he was Chancellor at the time that he paid these taxes. Now, he's paid his taxes. He's paid taxes that are due. We understand a total figure of 4.8 million, and about 1.1 million of that was a fine.
Yep.
Now, I've paid, I'm sure a lot of us over the years, he used the word careless, been a bit careless in terms of missing a deadline and having to pay like a fine for missing your 31st of January or your VAT and you miss about a couple of days. The fines are really big, actually. A £1.1 million fine.
Yep.
quite a substantial sum. So this is on money he paid, including a penalty, it's believed to be £4.8 million. That's what The Guardian has previously reported. He's not denied this figure. This is back tax. This is particularly capital gains tax on shares that were held in YouGov, the polling company, very successful company that he co-founded back in 2000 before he was an MP. And it's all about money that some of it went, share value went to his father, some to him, blah, blah, blah. Now, he was in dispute with the tax man about whether or not he had to pay this much tax on it. The dispute was finalised, which is believed, while he was Chancellor.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a crucial thing. So he's the man who's in charge of taxes, including in charge of HMRC, Mr. Taxman, and he's in a dispute with the taxman.
Yeah.
This is you know, paying this penalty now. Is it tenable? He says he didn't tax dodge. He wasn't avoiding tax, and there was carelessness, not deliberate, and the tax man has used this word as well. But he did actually settle the issue because he wanted to get back to the politics and things. Is it tenable for a man to be Tory party chairman, to have been former chancellor, to be in dispute with the tax man over an unpaid tax bill of this magnitude?
No, it's not tenable for him to have been in charge of the very entity that was apparently investigating him. Massive conflict of interest. There is absolutely no doubt about that whatsoever. That obviously should have been declared at the time, and it wasn't. And obviously, this goes back, as you say, to 2000, where those shares, it's alleged, were all put into the name of an offshore business that happened to be a trust that was controlled by his parents. So that
which
was done 22 years ago.
Which he says he was not a beneficiary of.
But then there are reports, of course, saying that he received a £99,000 gift from that trust. It is also alleged in the Sunday papers yesterday that when YouGov was sold, and therefore his shares were liquidated to the tune of a value of about £27 million, at or about that time, he received unsecured loans from anonymous sources of exactly that amount of money. Mm. Coincidence, perhaps.
And also, I don't know about you, you know, I'm always getting millions just, you know, randomly washing. I mean, come on, Russell.
Who doesn't forget they've got a £3.7 million tax liability?
This is normal stuff. I mean, this is the thing. This is extra damaging. And again, we'll come on to Boris Johnson in a moment. At a time when I don't like the politics of envy. He set up a very successful business and he's made a load of money from it. It's apparently worth about 100 million. All credit. If it was that easy to do, we'd all have done it. I've got no issue with that. All credit to him. I'll be paying a load of tax. There'll be PAYE. There'll be corporation tax. He's paying a load of tax. That's great. However, you know, you have to pay your fair amount of tax, whether you're running a local corner shop or whether you're wearing a multinational business. People need to do that. But at a time when people are really struggling, genuinely are sitting there going, I'm gonna keep my coat on and I'm gonna sit under a blanket because I'm worried about putting the heat. Yeah, I'm worried about putting the heating up even 1 degree enough so it's actually clicked on when it's -5. I mean, that is when it really, really does hurt people, doesn't it? So, do you think it's tenable that he remains in his job?
No, I don't. I as party chairman, you know, and even as an MP, I mean, potentially, on the basis that a member of parliament, of course, you know, is part of the legislature. So, you know, MPs sit there making the law, including tax policy. They vote for the budget. So yep. You've got a man now that is running the party that is in government that effectively is being perceived as having carelessly, inverted commas, avoided tax. It's completely untenable for him, I think, not just to be party chairman, but also for him to be an MP.
And it does appear that concerns about his finances meant that he was going to be awarded a knighthood again. This would be for helping to arrange the Queen's funeral. I have to say, this whole knighthoods and things, people being involved,
and the vaccination
people
roller,
doing their job.
And
actually, he did do a great job with vaccine deployment. I've got no bone with him to pick on that.
But
I get on with him personally.
That honour has been held back.
Yeah, well, it's held back because if you've got tax problems, Boris Johnson. Let's talk about him. So this is even more extraordinary. So, as Prime Minister, one of his roles is he's able to appoint the BBC chairman in conjunction with the Culture Secretary, who he hires. So therefore, he basically is in charge of who the BBC chairman is. So one of his mates, Tory party donor, is up for the job. He happens to have a meeting with this guy about his money worries. Again, we'll get into that. Like, why on earth does he have money worries? And he is in a situation where they have a meeting there's a cousin of his who's a Canadian multimillionaire who's also a Tory donor who agrees to with a dinner with the three of them apparently, at which this was not discussed.
At Chequers.
At Chequers, at, you know, a residence we pay for. This Canadian cousin agrees to become an guarantor of an £800,000 loan facility. Mm. Boris Johnson claims he didn't actually use this full loans facility.
He used some of it.
Yeah. The BBC, we then see this guy appointed as BBC chair.
A month later,
quite, you know, conveniently. He says that he played no real role in this. We know that the Cabinet Secretary, Simon Case, whose name keeps on coming up, does it not, in these scenarios, that he was...
He was introduced for the purposes of facilitating this on behalf of Boris Johnson. It seems.
Yes. I mean, that's he claimed, you know, but again, claims, you know, there was no wrongdoing. Everyone says there was no wrongdoing, no crimes. But again, this is it doesn't declare that there is there is a conflict of interest, which there clearly is.
And Johnson did not register it in the member of registered members' interest.
Even as an MP. I mean, this is the issue. We are just looking at again and again. I mean, again, my thing is, what do you know? He's been earning hundreds of thousands of pounds a year for years. I mean, years doing those speeches and things. He's earned £1 million just in the first few months after leaving office, September.
Yeah. Daily Telegraph column, quarter of £1 million a year.
Yeah, exactly. And an MP salary. And at that point, he was on a Prime Minister's salary. Free home in Downing Street, free home at Chequers. Mm. I mean, his travel's all paid for. You know, what was he spending that money on? I know he's got ex-wives. I know he's got various children, but a lot of them are adults. You've got to wonder, what did he need this money for? Why was he having loans? Why did the Cabinet Secretary not just say, this has to be declared? None of this was public. It's all slipped out. This is all untenable.
And of course, the other title of the Prime Minister is the Lord of the Treasury. And it seems that a bit like Zahawi, you know, Boris Johnson couldn't balance his own books insofar as needing this loan, let alone the books of the country. The optics on this, Julia, are, you know, and no
it's
matter
not
what
just
the defence.
It's
the reality.
The
no, but it's both, right? So perception is reality. So it is bad, in my opinion, but the optics, you can't spin your way out of this. You know, Zahawi cannot do that.
Yeah.
Boris cannot do that. The fact that these two things are coming at the same time, and okay, we can talk about, you know, the sinister forces at play here in terms of the timing of this stuff coming out, leaks and so on. But the fact is, you know, Zahawi is seemingly banged to rights with HMRC, otherwise he wouldn't have paid the tax and the fine. And the question for me with Boris as well, apart from judgment here, is he clearly meant to not have this come out in public. Otherwise, he would have registered it on the members' register of interest.
I just think, again, it's jobs for the boys. It's cronyism. It's just, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, yeah. I'm sorry. It just does not. People are still talking about Boris Johnson coming back as Prime Minister. I do not know what people are thinking. I really don't. Lots more to talk about. I want to hear from you. As Boris Johnson and Nadeem Zahawi both face criticism over their personal finances, just what's your reaction? What is your reaction to this? Leave it as open as that. Tell me what you think. Tweet me at Talk TV, text for Talk, then your message to 87222. More in just a few moments. 6:44 is the time. This is Talk Breakfast.
See it, hear it, think it. Talk.